this is Mira Hamidiani with Payments.com. We are here today with Ray Wisbowski, VP of Financial Vertical Marketing at Entrust Data Card. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ray.
Thanks for having me, Mira.
So to start us off, so Entrust Data Card is in the instant card issuance business. How has technology changed what you do, how you do it, and who you do it for?
So instant issuance is an interesting topic that we're hearing a lot from our financial institutions as they look at making their branch presence a little bit more convenient and transforming those branch experience to have a better positive customer experience as their customers come into the branch. So when we look at instant card issuance, we look at it from two vantage points. One is new account opening and client acquisition. So if someone comes into the branch, giving them the ability to get a fully personalized, fully activated debit or credit product when they leave, we found that that provides such a positive experience that it creates top of wallet and it also allows for more transactions to actually happen on that particular product. When a customer then also has the challenge of a lost, stolen, or damaged card, they also have a better experience by being able to go directly to a local branch and being able to get that emergency card replaced with an emergency card replacement with, a fully activated, permanent credit or debit product at the branch level. So from a bank's perspective, they're reacting to their customers. They're reacting to them at the point of need, both at account opening and at the point when they need replacing the card for whatever reason.
So what kinds of things do your customers ask you about and even demand that they didn't 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, they demand a lot more these days. As you know, we're living in a day and age that's far more connected with a lot more need for instantaneous response. So if you were to ask 10 years ago for some sort of instant anything, it would be a little bit of a challenge. Back then, you know, and this is not that long ago, checks were still very prevalent, especially in corporate accounts, but we're seeing that as a continual decline. And mobile wasn't even on the table. So there was a lot that wasn't even present 10 years ago. Fast forward to today, we have a very connected consumer base that is doing more and more of their activity online. They're doing more activity via banking apps. And now they can't understand a bank that wouldn't be able to give them an instant payment product when they walk in. So when you talk about, you know, I lost my card and I have to wait 2 weeks to get a replacement, or I'm walking into a bank and they pull out a card out of a drawer and it doesn't have my name on it, that doesn't make sense anymore. So what's changing is that the consumers are really looking for real-time answers and real-time access to their financial products and real-time access to their funds.
So I would imagine that your business, which is very card-centric, is being challenged by mobile and the move that everyone is making to digital. Delaware, for example, is experimenting with putting driver's licenses on the phone. So what is mobile's short and long-term impact to your business?
Well, I think that mobile is an interesting area, and we have heard an awful lot of financial institutions talking about it, especially with the advent of companies like Apple stepping in and providing Apple Pay. So you have the mobile as a platform for doing other things, in that case, payment. Iowa, I think, has already gone down the path of putting a driver's license on a mobile phone, but they still issue a physical credential. And I think that's what we're going to see for the near and medium term, is that we'll continue to see companion products between mobile and physical credentials. With the transition to EMV in the U.S. and really globally, you have a drive toward digital-based transactions. But the infrastructure is not there to fully support those digital-based transactions. So a couple of examples of that, you know, you have, if I want to go to the ATM, I still need a card to authenticate myself to the ATM. If I want to go to a gas station and fill up my car, the liability shift for fuel station for pay at the pump doesn't happen for another couple of years. So there's a lot of things that happen when it comes to the infrastructure being ready to support a mobile ecosystem. And I think that mobility will play a significant role in both identity and payment here going forward. Absolutely, it's undeniable. It's undeniable that the mobile platform will continue to change and evolve the way that we do just about everything in our lives. But at the same time, banks will continue to want that companion card to go along with the mobile platform. I think I see them working in tandem to support one another. But it also, from a practicality standpoint, you never want to leave your customer in a place where they can't make a transaction. So if they have a mobile phone and the reader's not capable of reading an NFC signal, or your battery goes dead, or whatever reason the mobile platform wouldn't work for you, to have that other way to transact, the physical card, to continue to be able to transact is what's really important for a consumer. It all comes back to the consumer and consumer convenience and the consumer's ability to make that transaction however they want to do it.
So with the liability shift of 2015 that you just mentioned, just around the corner, in your opinion, what are the biggest threats to EMV and why?
I think the liability shift is not necessarily about a threat. It's more about enabling security for the consumers. EMV done the full way, right, which is a chip and PIN-based transaction, is a much more secure way for card-present transactions. So you're essentially introducing two-factor authentication, two ways to identify who you are into the payment process. We're seeing that initial steps into EMV is more along the lines of chip and signature. So using a chip-based product to become accustomed to the dip as opposed to the swipe, but then being asked for a signature. So it still stops short of fully introducing the security measures that are there. So as we continue to move towards the liability shift, we'll see that financial institutions will continue to push these payment products out into the marketplace. And what we have to be concerned about is typically when we've seen a country move from a magnetic stripe product to a chip-based product, the first thing that happens is all the card-present fraud that was taking place on an unsecure magnetic stripe moves into the e-commerce world. So the emphasis is upon financial institutions to ensure that, you know, as this migration takes place, we know that fraud migration will take place to the online transaction, is to provide more ways to secure that online platform, provide better ways for customers to identify themselves in a digital environment and to conduct a digital transaction that is just as secure as a physical transaction, which means going back to securing the identity of that person as they're entering into the beginning of that transaction.
Are there certain types of cards, like gift cards, that will never migrate?
So I don't think the gift cards will migrate unless there's a upsell to the consumer. It doesn't make a lot of sense for a gift card to, especially a temporary one that will be thrown away after the value is spent, to incur the cost. I mean, a gift card today, to produce that is maybe in 10 cents or around that mark. To produce that in volume, when you start introducing a chip to the card, you're talking about silicon, you're talking about the lead frame metal plate that you see on the outside of the card. The expense of putting that card together is a significant cost compared to what you could get from a lower cost mag stripe. The question is around security. The reason you move to a chip-based product is for securing the transaction. So if you're giving a gift card that's worth $10,000, maybe you want to go down that path. But I don't know about you, but I've never received a gift card for $10,000, or much more than maybe 50 or 100, which can be continue to live on a mag stripe card. So yeah, I don't see the gift card companies going down the path of chip. It takes longer to produce. You don't necessarily need the security because not necessarily tied back to a specific consumer that you're trying to continue to do business with. There are some exceptions to that. There's some general purpose reloadable GPR cards out there that people use more as a prepaid product as opposed to necessarily a gift card. There may be some movement in that space where you're, essentially attracting the unbanked or underbanked population with a credit-like product that's a prepaid card.
Right, that definitely makes sense. So looking ahead a little bit, what kinds of innovations are on the horizon that will keep this part of the ecosystem both competitive and secure?
I think that when we look at the entire payments ecosystem, and we look at the identity ecosystem. I think that where the innovation is going to come is in the merging of those two ecosystems. The ability and the need for identifying somebody in a digital world. So, you know, I'm talking to you over a digital connection via this interview, and the ability for you to know who I am and to validate that I am, you know, Ray Wazowski, is something that becomes more and more important as we live in a digital age, as we do more things online, as we connect to retailers online, as we connect to services online. So the ability to introduce more security or a higher level of assurance of my identity is going to be critical to the payments ecosystem. So we're making a step in the right direction with DMV, so it gives us a digital-based credential that can be used in a digital world. So combining that secure identity foundation with the ability to do transactions on top of that is going to be critical. It's really why, you know, as Intrust Data Guard, we've now come up with a new tagline for our company, and it's going to sound like I've built this whole thing to say this, but, you know, we our tagline is Trusted Identity, Secure Transactions, and that's really, you know, when we look at the innovation for the future, we believe that it starts with a trusted identity. And there's all kinds of ways that you can secure that identity that enables transactions to be secure so that you can have assurance that you are the one initiating a transaction, whether that's an identity transaction or a financial transaction.
Great. Well, Ray, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today about how Entrust Data Card is playing an important role in that payments ecosystem. Looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Great, Mira. Thank you so much for your time.